It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, and we have special guests here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Tanya Myers, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, and also Gabe Gonzalez. He's Assistant Vice President, Behavioral Health at FHN Family Counseling Center. They are with us here today. Hey, Tanya, good morning to you. Hello, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for having us.
It's time again for the FHN Festival of Trees Holiday Gala. This year, FHN is going with the 007 spy theme. Give us some details about it, Tanya.
Yes, we're really excited about our theme. We've kind of incorporated into a lot of what we've done throughout this year. It's Casino Royale, License to Give. So think James Bond 007 or even Get Smart if you prefer those sorts. But the event's going to be Friday, November 22nd at Grand River Hall down on Liberty Avenue. It starts at 7 o'clock and goes to 11, although we do have a special VIP slot from 6 to 7 for our sponsors. The tickets are $75 a person.
All right. Okay. That's Tanya Meyer, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation. Gabe Gonzalez is with us as well. He's the Assistant VP Behavioral Health at FHN Family Counseling. Gabe, the proceeds this year are going to support a crisis stabilization center. Tell us about that.
Well, thank you for having us this morning again. A crisis stabilization center, it's a place where we can treat individuals who are experiencing a behavioral health crisis. One thing that happens today is that because in the state of Illinois, we do not have enough psychiatric beds, when an individual is experiencing a behavioral health crisis, so they're thinking about killing themselves, they're thinking about, they're experiencing some mania, they may be very depressed and unable to cope with life in a daily basis, they end up in the emergency department, and then they sit many a time, up to 9 days in the emergency department, waiting for the next level of care that they need. So the Crisis Stabilization Center, it's a place where they can wait while being cared for by a group of individuals who are trained specifically to work with behavioral health patients. Now, one of the other things that the crisis also does is that the crisis stabilization also does is that individuals could walk into the clinic or into the space without having to go through the emergency department, which allows for patients to access behavioral health care much faster.
Wow, sounds like a great program. Gabe, tell us why this is so important for the community.
It goes back to the number of psychiatric patients that are sitting in emergency departments waiting for up to 9 days. The closest psychiatric hospital to our community is about 2.5 hours. It's in Chicago, and so that does not allow for family members to be involved in the care of the loved ones when they need psychiatric care. It does not make it easier for those patients to transition back into the community and access the care that they need. So by doing this, we create a continuum of care that allows us to really support the family and the patients much better.
All right, boy, that's a great program. And all the proceeds this year to the gala are going to support the Crisis Stabilization Center there. That was Gabe Gonzalez, Assistant VP of Behavioral Health at FHN Family Counseling Center. Tanya, back to you. Tanya Meyer, Executive Director of FHN. Let's get back to the gala. What's going to go on at the gala this year?
So we have casino games, once again, and for those of you who are like me and don't gamble so well, fake money. We give you chips at the door. You can buy more further on, but there's blackjack and poker and craps. There's all sorts of fun casino games out there. We also have a silent auction this year. We have great food that's going to have a spy theme. We have some signature drinks, which are fun. We have a I don't know the names of all these, but the Lessman Catering is doing the catering for us, and it's at Grand River Hall. They're handling the bar. So we're going to have lots of things that go in towards the James Bond theme. If you're a big fan of their movies over the years, you're going to see some of the drinks and some of the menu items that that will take you back to that.
All right. With the theme, can folks come in spy costumes? You recommend that?
Yes, we are encouraging people to have fun. We know we have a few people who are into the Austin Powers look, along with being a Bond girl. We have a few men in tuxes, and I've even encouraged a few to go with Get Smart, so we're looking forward to seeing that. If you're not one to dress up, just look nice and come out and have a good time.
All right, Grand River Hall. Give us, a geographical designation. Where are you talking, Grand River Hall?
Yes, so that's right downtown, off Liberty and West State. It's the Albers Building. It used to be the, the old Raleigh Building. So
oh, sure.
So if you take Spring Street, that's the way I usually take Spring Street. Keep going east, you're going to run into Liberty, and you'll see the parking there. We're on the sixth floor, the top floor of the Grand River Hall. We had it there last year. It's a great venue.
All right. What about who can attend? Tell us who can attend, who's eligible.
Anyone. We're selling our tickets. You can buy them online at FHN.org, $75 a ticket. We had several for $65, and we sold quite a few early on, so we had an early discount that just went aside. We do have tickets for sponsors if someone wants to go that avenue also. We are selling tickets at the door. They'll be for the same price as now, $75. So if you decide last minute you want to come in and join us, you're more than welcome to.
I know that this gala, and again, give us the date again.
It is Friday, November 22nd. So it's the last Friday before Thanksgiving.
All right. Now, that's it. The gala that's coming up is just one part of FHN's Festival of Trees celebration. Tell us about the other activities that are going on.
Sure. Well, once again, we're sponsoring the movie series down at the Lindo Theater. So November 23rd, November 30th, then several days in December, we have some special movies. We're also doing White Christmas this year on Wednesday, December 11th. So there's some fun things at the movie theater to get you in the spirit. November 24th, so the Sunday after the gala, we're going to do the community tree lighting of the tree out in front between the hospital and the Stevenson Clinic on West Stevenson. And then, of course, down at the library, we have the Festival of Trees, where local community organizations decorate trees, and you can vote on them. Singing at the King will happen again. This will be December 5th at the King Community Center, where the students in the community come and sing Christmas carols. And, of course, Big Radio is having their annual toy drive on December 13th. FHN staff, we usually fill up an entire van of toys to donate unwrapped to that drive. So there's lots of fun things going on. I know Santa's going to be at the library throughout the season as well.
And, Tanya, of course, you're the executive director of the FHN Foundation. If folks are thinking about making year-end contributions to the FHN Foundation, give our listeners suggestions and opportunities if someone wants to become a donor for tax purposes before year-end.
Sure. This is the season of giving, and when we think about all the gifts we're buying for our friends and family, it's also time to think about other organizations and nonprofits in the community, and we're certainly one of those. This time of year, we see a lot of people who might make a donation to our hospice department in memory of someone that's passed, or to our cancer center in memory or in honor of someone who's currently fighting cancer. Then, of course, this time of year, we're really pushing hard to build this crisis stabilization unit. We're trying to raise over $700,000 for the unit, and we've been very fortunate that a local community member came to us earlier this week and said that for every dollar that we raise at the gala, he'll do a 2-to-1 match. So our goal is to try and hit $50,000 at the gala on the 22nd, and if so, then this community member is going to donate $100,000 to this crisis center. His family believes that this is something important. They know people who have spent time in emergency department when they really didn't belong there. So they feel like this is something they want to be a part of. They want to invest in behavioral health in our community. So we're really encouraging our gala attendees to come in and think about spending a little extra on the silent auction or some of our other fun games that we have going on and help us meet that 50,000 mark, so we'll get 100,000 from our community member.
Wow, just that. That's a lot of bang for your buck, because you're talking about your 50 creates 150, and that's a big thing for the community and for the Crisis Stabilization Center. Okay, Tanya, people can find out more either about the gala, the foundation, any information we talked about today. How can they do that?
They can go to FHN.org, and they'll see all sorts of information, or they're welcome to call our office. We're 815-599-6900. That's 866-599-6900.
Okay, there you go. Tanya Meyer here today, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation. Also, Gabe Gonzalez as well, Assistant VP Behavioral Health, FHN Family Counseling Center here today. And that is the Dial-A-Doc program this morning. The preceding today brought to you by FHN.